Doctor Who. Winner Takes All. By Jacqueline Rayner. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Nick.
I thought I'd better call home,
said Rose, wandering into the TARDIS's huge vaulted control room and waving her phone at the doctor. The doctor had his arms crossed and was leaning with his back against a wall, staring across at the large circular structure that sat in the centre of the room, on which a myriad of lights flickered and sparkled. His face shone green in the glow from a tall, thin column in the centre of the structure, which indicated that they were in flight. Rose didn't know where they were going, but perhaps the doctor could tell from observing these things exactly where in the universe the time and space machine was taking them. He nodded at her. She felt slightly cheated. Having geared herself up for, well, not an argument, just that flicker of displeasure that occasionally crossed his face when she mentioned family. She pushed a bit further.
It's just that my mum'll worry. You know that my mum'll worry, and I did promise, sort of.
He nodded again. And you think she'll worry less if you tell her you've been out facing aliens, but at the moment you're just spinning through the space-time vortex? Rose frowned.
She'll worry less if she thinks I'm not dead.
The doctor. Her best friend. The doctor, who outwardly seemed to be a striking, 40-ish human with a soft northern accent, but was, she knew, actually a 900-year-old alien from some galaxy far, far away...